if Scott sues me, John, and Richard, it's just going to drag John into something that really he doesn't have. I mean, I don't know if he made any money off it or not, but I don't even care if he did. But I'm just saying, like,
I'm certain he didn't.
Okay. It's going to drag him into something that it's just the wrong. It's a bad time.
It is a very bad time, which is why I'm so, here to talk to you. I mean, we are.
What do I tell Scott to get him to wait? I guess is the thing.
You know, and. I'll just
try and talk
John
him into
feels
it.
About you.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and he.
Maybe I'll just say, like, look, just sue Richard for now. Leave everyone else out of it. The problem is it's going to bring in all kinds of documents and shit that is going to not be good.
I mean, I don't know if it makes any difference to.
What, you know, if Richard would just say, like, look, this is what happened to the money. This is what they did. The problem is he doesn't say anything. It just, and Scott and even his lawyers are like, this is a freaking scam. You just got defrauded of $300,000. And, you know, they call me and they're like, what the hell happened to this money? I'm like, dude, I don't know. And I call John and John doesn't know. And so.
I don't know either.
I mean, it probably.
But we're dealing with the payday loan industry, so, you know, sometimes you don't ask.
I guess so. Well, you tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Let's just get this though. I don't know how likely it is to. I guess my point is that I think Richard's friends with John, but he's not a $300,000 friend.
Yeah.
Make sure John gets elected.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if
it hits the news in any way.
Yeah, it's bad.
Harvey's going to be watching it, and they're going to be doing their checks on different people like they always do. I mean, they're always checking on Richard Paul because the guy files the most, his company files the most lawsuits in the state of Utah.
Oh, yeah, for payday loans, huh?
So they're always counting that. I mean,
what
maybe it gets lost in the shuffle, but I doubt it.
What a mess. Why don't I tell. I know John.
But I don't think. It doesn't sound like your buddy Scott wants to settle for 20.
No. No, he said hell no. Dude, he's like, Jeremy, I just lost my house. I live in an apartment in a ghetto with my family now, a house I had paid for. He says, the only reason I did that is that John Swallow told us this was going to fix everything.
Well, and I mean, like, John has a different story about that. And John said, you know, what John tells me is there's no guarantees. And I wasn't there.
There wasn't a guarantee. He's right. And so.
But that doesn't mean people take action because they.
It was more of an implied warranty. Just kidding. No, well, why don't I tell, you know, John, Scott's got, you know, here's the thing. The U.S. Attorney's is talking about, you know, this new indictment they're going to do and indict all these people at iWorks. And I know John has talked to Barlow, you know, just at least initially a while ago. So I want to tell Scott, like, look, don't go stirring the hornet's nest right now because, you know, John may be able to help keep a bunch of indictments from happening and help us reason with the U.S. attorney. You know, he's got some kind of relationship, I know. So why don't I say something like that? That would be the most effective thing. And
well, you say what you think you need to say. I don't, from my perspective, I don't want to say that, you know, that's what. John would use that influence because I wouldn't want him.
Yeah.
I can't say that, but you know how John feels about you.